So what can we learn from all of this? It's kind of interesting to know that holy men had to work with the spirit world. But what can we learn from it? I go back to something I said at the start. It seems to me that we need to start by acknowledging how different the Buddha society was from our own. We don't learn the lessons of the Buddha's life if we imagine that he was a kind of a modern person in an ancient world, or that the ancient world was really just the modern world in togas. We need to imagine a very different world and a very different kind of society. The first thing that we see that I think we can draw a lesson from is that the Buddha mainly convinces the general public, to use that term, and people like kings, through the transfixing power of his personal example. In the first instance, it's who the Buddha is, how he lives, what he is in himself, the fact that he is a different kind of being from anything that they'd encountered before, a revelatory kind of difference. That's what impresses people. That's what gets them to listen to him. And later on in Buddhist history, we have the example of the emperor Ashoka, who is the hero of Buddhist civilization because he tried to create a Buddhist civilization across India, across much of India. And Ashoka, his conversion, from what we can tell, seems to have come simply by being impressed at a time of spiritual crisis in his own life, when he was feeling a lot of remorse for his military adventures. He was impressed by the personal example of the Buddhist monks he encountered. So that, I think, is the first lesson from the life of the Buddha. The strongest argument he has is the power of his personal example, who he is in himself. And he offers alternative ways to live and to engage with the issues around him. So we can't go to the Buddha, the example of the Buddha, for a repository of answers or a political agenda or a political philosophy. And it's evident that you can be a Buddhist and vote for a right-wing party or a left-wing party. There are all sorts of lessons you can draw from him. We won't find answers. What we will find is the example of someone who's really trying to stay true to his own principles. He's not willing to give up his own ground. The Buddha is willing continually to identify the views that are going on in his society, to identify where they are expressions of unskillful states, and especially where they mix some wonderful sounding philosophy with, frankly, self-interest. In modern discourse, or not so modern discourse, the word for this is cant. He has a very strong eye for cant. And the Buddha is also quite realistic. It seems to be quite realistic about what is possible to do in terms of changing the social order. He lived in a fairly brutal society where kings kept spies, where rulers were under threat, they were surrounded by military guards, by their own personal security guards, as it were, and where they used holy men to their own ends, sending them out as spies, for example, or dressing their spies as holy men. But the Buddha insisted on retaining his own ground. And I think those are the lessons that I would draw from the example of the Buddha. The need to offer a real alternative through one's own personal example, and the willingness to identify and challenge the views that underpin the philosophy that people seem to be presenting that might sound okay in his own terms, and the willingness to stand one's own ground, come what may.